Before Alana could actually fall from shock, a pair of strong arms went around her and lifted her off the ground and into a bear hug. Alana struggled at first. She was still confused and angry. But after a second or two, when it became clear that Han's stubbornness and strong arms weren't going to release her immediately, she relaxed into it. Her arms went around his neck, and she placed her soft cheek next to his scratchy one. He held her for a long minute, then set her down. Leia was kneeling, and Alana hugged her tightly as well for a long moment. Leia drew back, touched the girl's cheek reassuringly, then rose, holding Alana's small hand tightly in hers as she turned to face her brother. R2 had followed them into the room and had come to a halt beside 3PO. He tweedled curiously at his humanoid-shaped counterpart, but 3PO waved a hand in a not-now gesture.
3PO said you needed to talk to us, that Alana was upset.
I'm afraid I was borrowing 3PO's fluency with 6 million languages to have him translate a Kashyyyk conversation, Luke explained.
Oh.
Both Solo said at once, turning to look at the droid in question. 3PO lifted his hands defensively and took a step backward.
It's not my fault. Don't blame me. I'm programmed to serve when requested.
R2 made a booping noise that sounded almost like a rebuke.
No, it's my fault. If my request was to a droid and not to a Jedi, I was still keeping to the conditions of my exile.
Easier to ask forgiveness than permission, huh, kid?
Han was asking.
You're getting more and more like me all the time. You might even start to look as good as me one of these days.
No thanks. I don't want to look like a grumpy, thick-headed, craggy-faced old man, Luke replied.
Who's craggy-faced?
The banter was strained, but helped ease some of the tension. Alana felt it, and it helped her relax slightly as well. She felt something brush up against her leg. It was Angie, who looked up at her, blinking her four eyes solemnly, then butted her head hard against Alana's calf, purring.
Why didn't you tell me?
Alana was proud of herself. The question was a good one, and she had asked it in a calm, adult manner.
Apparently some people aren't telling other people lots of things,
Han muttered, but fell quiet when Leia gave him a sharp look.
Because there's a lot going on right now, honey,
Leia said, stroking Alana's short, black-dyed hair.
A lot of things that you don't need to know about, and some that you do. We try to figure out what to tell you when, to keep you as safe and happy as possible.
I am Chumda,
Alana said quietly.
I'm supposed to know about these things.
Leia didn't back down.
You're also 8 years old, and we are your guardians. You can't solve all the galaxy's problems.
Neither can you, Grandma.
Kids got you there,
Han said.
So, I know that Uncle Luke was asking 3PO to help translate a language so he could know what some Sith were saying,
Alana continued.
But he's also working with them. Do I have everything right, Uncle Luke?
Yes. As strange as all that sounds when put together like that, it's all true.
But you're not going to the dark side?
Despite her best efforts, there was a quiver in her voice. Even after 2 years had passed, when she thought of Darth Kydus, she didn't think of the yellow-eyed man as her daddy. It was as if a hand clamped down hard on her heart, and breathing became difficult.
No,
Leia said, in a voice that was both gentle and firm.
No one here is going to the dark side.
Alana nodded, clinging to Leia's hand.
Then why are you being nice to the Sith?
Because there's something bad in the Maw,
Leia said.
And we think that something is what is making the Knights all get sick.
Alana's eyes flew wide, hope chasing away the fear.
You mean we know what's wrong with Barv and Yakiel and the others?
We're pretty sure we do, and your Uncle Luke can't help them by himself.
But Sith aren't honorable, are they?